It's time now for me to test your little grey cells by giving you this edition's quiz question. We're again in the area of general knowledge, but those of you that have a maths background will have an advantage. We want to know, after the number 7, what is the next highest prime number? After the number 7, what is the next highest prime number? And we'll give you the correct answer next week. I think I know this one, so I'd be interested to find out the answer as well. So now for 3 more items of information. Firstly, eye specialist Slater's report on treating wet macula. Early diagnosis, prompt initial treatment, and regular injections help stabilize vision in most eyes with wet age-related macular degeneration, according to a new report published by the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. The second annual report of the National Ophthalmology Database analysed data from 66 healthcare organisations offering NHS-funded treatment for wet macula. Covering nearly 26,000 eyes, initiating treatment between April 2021 and March 2022, the report aims to standardise care and improve visual outcomes between different organisations and locations. According to the findings, timely treatment played a pivotal role in preserving vision. Without intervention, most eyes affected by wet macula faced a gradual decline in vision. However, with NHS-funded treatment, over 90% of eyes maintain stable vision after the first year of regular injections, preventing further significant deterioration. Almost 20% of eyes experienced a significant improvement in vision, and more than 40% had good vision after the first year of treatment. Timing of treatment was also crucial, as around 1 in every 3 people started injections within a month of referral. Within 10 weeks, 2/3 of people had completed their initial phase of treatment of 3 injections at monthly intervals. The report also highlighted how treatment appeared to be very safe, with a low number of serious side effects. For example, the risk of serious infection after an injection was around 1 in 6,600. Additionally, it was observed that the majority of injections were administered by non-medical staff, primarily trained nurses or optometrists. This not only eases the workload for ophthalmologists, but also streamlines the treatment process for patients, potentially reducing waiting times. Commenting on the report, Martin McKibben, the clinical lead for the audit, said, "We're really pleased to see the continued progress with the AMD audit. Clinical staff across most sites continue to deliver exemplary care and optimal outcomes for patients. With this data, we can aim to ensure everyone with macula receives the best care and outcomes for their vision, no matter where they are treated. Variation was found to exist in the care of patients, and the level of vision after treatment varied between providers of NHS treatment. Now, identifying the best practice and allowing centres to compare local performance with their peers, national averages and standards, the audit hopes to improve outcomes for all patients having NH treatment for wet macula. And secondly, new guidance on special vision help for macular sufferers. Expert information on implantable magnifying lenses, which aim to improve life for those living with sight loss, is now available through the Macular Society. So-called intraocular lenses were the focus of the My Macula and Me webinar in March with Julie Silvestri. The consultant ophthalmic surgeon at Belfast Health and Social Care Trust highlighted how these lenses have the power to improve clarity of vision and restore independence for people living with age-related macular degeneration without the need for a handheld magnifier. Her session was recorded in full and is now available over the internet. Full details from the Society can be found on 03003-030111. That's 03003-030111. It is important to find out more. According to Dr. Silvestri, the area of degeneration won't change, but what she called the blind spots become less obvious, and it can be easier to make out what it is you are wanting to focus on. However, not everyone is able to benefit from lenses, and it often depends on an individual's level of sight loss as to whether they are effective. Dr. Silvestri said, "At the moment, the only treatment really is for the wet type of macula, although we are hopeful that something will be coming along fairly soon for dry macula, and the lenses available are not all the same. Some have more magnification than others," Dr. Silvestri said. "Depending on the level of vision remaining in the eye, it is important to get the best type of magnification." And our third item in this section is about special bus service replacing subsidised Braintree routes. On-demand public transport service DigiGo is set to replace 4 bus routes in the Braintree area. Following Essex County Council's consultation on local bus services, a decision was made in December 2023 to replace 4 supported services with DigiGo provision. As a result, DigiGo's operational area will expand to cover the areas served by these bus services. The first of these changes started on the Sunday before Easter, with the replacement of the Sunday 21 service. Residents can now travel on a Sunday from Deanery Gardens, Bocking, to Bulford Lane, Blacknockley, and anywhere within the wider operational area. Through DigiGo, journeys can be booked up to 7 days in advance, or on demand on the day of travel. The remainder of the 21 route services will transition to DigiGo from Sunday, July the 28th, and more information will follow. Now I'll hand you back to our readers so that you can hear the rest of this week's general news.